Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen a lot of writers over these last 24 hours about the text exchanges going on or lack thereof, the collusion lawsuit that was going on with the Players Union and the NFL and the Management Committee. And I want to clear some things up with Mike Florio coming up at 9 o'clock, like whether or not the NFL's in hot water, if there's other things that are there. If J.C. Treader, the Players Union president, is in hot water, seems like he is. I mean, if we're trying to cover things up over... I don't know, the first thing he said, what Pablo Torre said, what the first thing he said about Russell Wilson, I have no idea, so I'm not going to say anything on that, but like, okay, you called Russell Wilson a wuss. I don't know if that's a reason to cover up the public knowing that. I mean, there's a lot of people who have called Russell Wilson a lot of things. Here is Pablo Torre on his podcast.
According to this document, this concealed arbitration ruling in a landmark NFL collusion case, it was discovered that J.C. Treader, quote, exchanged texts expressing frustration with Mr. Wilson's non-fully guaranteed contract, end quote. And the answer to what J.C. Treader said that he wanted suppressed, according to this theory, is at least partly contained in a separate document. The transcript of a text exchange from July 8th, 2024, which was filed as part of this whole legal proceeding. And what I can now report is that J.C. Treader, in a series of text messages that he sent to then-executive director of the union, Demora Smith, repeatedly insulted Russell Wilson. J.C. Treader also called Russell Wilson a quote-unquote wuss. And then he said of Wilson, quote, instead of being the guy that made guaranteed contracts the norm, he's the guy that ruined it for everyone, end quote.
Audio courtesy of Pablo Torre, finds out that's his podcast. And he was doing the story with Mike Florio. We'll have Mike coming on at 9 o'clock Eastern here. We need to stop insulting people's intelligence about this on one certain issue.
Okay.
Because there's another thing that's come out between Dean Spanos, who owns the Chargers, and Michael Bidwell, who owns the Arizona Cardinals, and this is about Kyler Murray and his contract that got put out there, and it's fairly incriminating, where it says on July 22nd, 2022, Mr. Spanos, the Chargers owner, congratulated Mr. Bidwell on the contract his team signed with Mr. Murray. Their text exchange was as follows: DS, Dean Spanos, congratulations on signing Murray. Mr. Bidwell, Thanks, Dino. They got nicknames for each other. These QB deals are expensive, but we limited the fully guaranteed money and have some pretty good language. Thankfully, we have a QB that's worth paying. DS, your deal helps us for our QB next year. MB, I think many teams will be happy with it once they have a chance to review. Cleveland really screwed things up, but I was resolved to keep the guaranteed money relatively, quote-unquote, low. This is also a team that went out there and leaked that their quarterback likes to play video games.
Well, this was the same kind. That was the contract. Like, I thought, well, yes, was that the language the we're talking contract. About with,
yes.
with Kyler not being able to play
if we're
so
going
many
to be reading
hours.
These official yes. documents that can be
Please.
Used against people in a court of law.
Time for a jacket one size too tight. But I'll fit into it again soon. I'll start working on it, I promise. Fat Lock is here. Let's stop, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if I can just go fully on into the whole bit. The people who cover the sports, I'm seeing a lot of people, and not Pablo Torre, but this is a wild exchange. This is obscene. Since when? Since when do we not know this? Don't insult your own intelligence, and don't insult the intelligence of the people who read you or the people who listen to you. There's plenty of grown individuals right now driving on 480 who knew all this to begin with and probably assumed it. There are 32 owners in the NFL, just like there's 30 owners in Major League Baseball and basketball and the whole other thing. They're all giant clubs. If Danny, me, Owen, Mitch, if we own different burger chefs and you were in North Royalton and I was in Cleveland and Owen was out in Avon Lake and Mitch was in Lakewood, are we not discussing some of the same things? And are we not trying to do what every business owner in the history of business has ever tried to do? Keep overhead low, keep wages low, and get as much profit as you possibly can. You can act outraged. You're just trying to fill the space in June because you've known this. The American people have known this since the history of America, since the history of capitalism. It is a club. They are franchisees. They are franchise owners in the NFL. They all offer a product, hopefully repeatable, hopefully entertaining. And yes, there is a winner at the end of it, but in the end, it's all to make money. And so, yeah, there's definitely owners who agree with each other and get along. There's owners who hate each other, just like I'm sure someday Owen and his burger chef over in Avon Lake will be mad at something I did and will get me really upset because, you know, it's participating restaurants only. So maybe I'm a participant and he's not. And he wanted me to stand in solidarity with him when it comes to guaranteeing whatever, not guaranteeing whatever. This happens in professional sports all the time. But for writers to sit here and go, this is, I can't believe this. I am incredulous about this. I mean, God, good God, it's 2025. Grow up. You can say it's wrong and say that this is why players should fight for every damn dime, because I'll agree with all that. Again, of all the things that we said to Deshaun Watson over the last 3 years, and there's certainly been a lot of them, I never said he should take less than every penny that he's owed.
Yep.
Or I've never said that he ever should give any of it back. They signed him to it. Come hell or high water, he needs to collect what's owed. But this fake outrage, like we're just, you cannot, you just act like an idiot if you stick your head in the sand here, because you know better than this. Well, it's so are we just putting stuff on social media and on web?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sites just to put it out there so we are on the record about it, because I can say, like, yeah, the players need to fight for it. And JC Treader, I hate to say it because I like JC personally, JC was wrong and shouldn't have done that, and it will cost him his job. But I'm not surprised by any of this.
But it is the type of thing, it's kind of like, you know how the sausage gets made but you don't see how it gets made. That's what this is. That yeah. is exact. We know that this happens. We know that all these owners talk, that all the general managers talk. We know that that is a club. But we don't actually know what goes on in that club. We know that it's behind closed doors and we have our assumptions, but we have not, until now, had actual proof. We've not had text messages like this. We've not had evidence of what actually happens in that club. Mm-hmm. This is it. That's why people are upset, because they have assumed this stuff happened. They've assumed worse stuff than this happens, and they're probably right about this. But we haven't had real evidence of it. We haven't had actual concrete things to look at. So that's why I think this is happening, because we've not actually seen this before. We've just assumed correctly that it happens, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah. So if you and I, if they go to the owners meetings in Palm Springs and then the follow-up owners meetings in Minneapolis and they share information, it's the same thing as if us going on the Burger Chef Resort in Cancun, Mexico. We are going to talk about what works and what doesn't for our businesses and how we work with our employees and how we treat our employees and what's right, what's wrong, what's coming, and how we need to be in the best position possible so we can maximize profit for ourselves. That's the way this all works, and it's the way it always has. And for anybody who covering the sport to act like they are surprised by it, either they've had their head in their ass or they've been lying to each other for the last how many years, or they're just looking to get something out there because they have to be on the record about this issue. I want to talk to Mike Florio about it coming up at 9 o'clock. I have a very hot take to give you.
Let's hear it.
So the parade route, there was nobody at the parade route
yesterday
for Oklahoma City.
Correct.
In the end, how many people, Owen, you're from Oklahoma, but I don't know if you've ever been in that town square that they had there, that
not
grass.
Really, no.
They had a grass area where they had the whole big ceremony.
Just go down to Frontier City.
Okay, so I don't know what it's called. I've obviously never been to Oklahoma City and probably never will. How many people do we think were actually there? It looked like maybe 100,000, because I made fun of the parade route where nobody was there. There was no one there. And then people were sending me the picture going, what do you think of this? I go, yeah, there's still over a million more at the Cavs sparsely parade than there
attended.
Were at this. This is a sparsely attended event. It was so sparsely attended, Danny. I don't think they deserve to win the championship. I think the team deserves it. I think that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander deserves it. If you guys are just going to show up like that for an NBA championship parade, I'm willing to bet there'd be a hell of a lot more people in Seattle who would show up for an NBA championship parade.
And what's wild to me about this, too,
I don't think you deserve it,
is Oklahoma City is a tough place to play. The crowds that they have for their games are incredible.
Which is
and that's
why
what
I was
surprises
so surprised.
Me.
And I had people saying also, well, Ken, it's 97 degrees out there. I understand it's very warm.
It was hot in 2016.
It was hot in 2016. I asked Dante Jones. He said the temperature topped out around 85, and I do believe it was a little bit humid. Once you get over 80, it's all the same. It's all hot. For a guy like me, sweating my ass off, it's always going to be hot. But I'm going, hey, you see a city like Cleveland, they deserve it. You saw the parade route in Toronto, they deserve it.
Yeah.
But I saw what happened in Oklahoma City yesterday, and I'm going, yeah, I would have rather see Indiana win. Would like to see what the fine folks in Indianapolis, Indiana, would have turned out for a parade route right there. Would have rather it went the other way.
Because of how their crowds are, because you see these videos all the time, too, during the playoffs, where there are fans, like over 1,000 fans, waiting at the airport for the team to get home.
Yeah.
So all of that, I was stunned to see how sparsely attended this parade was. I thought it was going to be one, and I understand that it is a smaller market, but I thought it was going to be one that looked a lot like ours.
We're not necessarily, now we do have three teams in this town. We're not the biggest market in the world.
No.
We did have a hell of a lot of, depending on what you want to believe, what you don't want to believe.
And the guy in this seat says 1.3 million.
Yeah, so if you're on 1.3 million, we had 1.3 million people showing up. Now you had 50 years of history. Maybe I should say that Oklahoma City fans aren't good fans, but maybe their team hasn't been around long enough before they won a championship. Maybe got to be around a little bit longer.
It's hard for me to say they're not good fans because of what they are inside that building.
But then why don't they show up?
I don't know. That's what drives me crazy.
Why
is I cannot
show
figure
up to
out.
The, why didn't
I can't
they show
figure
up to the
that
parade?
Out.
I mean, I'm seeing pictures of a ton of people here. I don't.
Not 1.3 million. Not what you saw in Toronto when they won the championship.
I see 1.4.
Yahoo says around 500,000.
There was not 500,000 people at this parade. There's not 500,000 people in this picture.
I mean, maybe the pictures you saw didn't. I'm looking at people from Oklahoma City right now with tons of people in their pictures.
There are tons of people, but there's not 500,000 people.
You can't count it. You do this every time. You did this to Kansas City, too.
I didn't do that to Kansas City.
Yes, you did. No.
No, I did not. I said I would understand because they won 3 out of 4 if some people were like, hey, I'm not going to go to the parade this year. I actually would understand it. But I'm sure there were plenty of people at that parade when they won their first Super Bowl since Super Bowl IV.
We're staying the course here, guys, so we'll be fine. They'll get there.
Well, if Oklahoma City goes ahead and they just win the next
Danny,
two
go
championships.
Ahead and guarantee that with our stay in the course that we'll get there.
We're
playing this 1-8 matchup against Porzingis.
Well, true.
Yeah, would be no issue.
Well, he is nasty over there about it.
Let's do something about the team.
What is there to do?
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to improve the team. I want to get out of the second round.
Well, I think they do too, but I think it's easier said than
done. Well, you can want in one hand.
You know what in the other. All right, you want to ask Brian Geltzeiler how we get out of the second round? I want to go further than the second round. I'll go back, because if you only make it to the first round, you're not
Ken,
in the second round.
I don't want to ask Brian that. I want you to ask him that. Do your job as the host.
That's what good coaching is right there, folks.
That's a producer.
That's a good coach. That's a producer. He's the producer. He produces.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.